Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
A congressional contest in Massachusetts is getting more interesting. Since the GOP candidate Richard Tesei entered the race, he's been raising more funds than the incumbent Democrat John Tierney. And Tierney's been contending with flack over his family in recent months. So Republicans have become more confident that they can take the 6th district on the North Shore. But now, as WBUR's Fred Tice reports, the race could be transformed by the emergence of a new candidate.
In November, you could have asked almost anyone, and you would have heard that Democrat John Tierney had this race sewn up. What puts the outcome in doubt now is that two things are happening. First, Tierney's relatives are proving to be a problem for him. His wife handled the bank account of a brother-in-law convicted of running an illegal gambling operation. She pled guilty to willful blindness. Tierney says, as far as he knows, she did it to help her nephews.
They say it was his personal account. She was just trying to help the kids, and of course she had been taking care of the mother already.
It's not just the family problems that have endangered Tierney's re-election chances. The Republican candidate, former State Senator Richard Tesei, also poses a real challenge. Republican political consultant Jeff Stinson believes Tesei will carry the independents and Democrats he needs precisely because he's not extreme.
No question, Richard Tesei will be able to get a lot of Democratic votes, and that's probably what's going to win this race for him. At the end of the day, he diffuses every social issue that comes his way from John Tierney.
One reason Tesei can diffuse the social issues is he's gay. If he's elected, he would be the only openly gay Republican in Congress.
I am a live and let live Republican,
is how he describes himself.
My political philosophy is that the government should be off your back, out of your wallet, and away from the bedroom.
Tesei is getting a lot of support from Massachusetts voters. Since he got into the race against Tierney, he's been outraising him. And Tesei has been raising almost all his money in-state. It's a sign that there's a groundswell of interest in him. The National Republican Congressional Committee sees Tesei as its best chance of winning a seat in Massachusetts. The group has already bought more than $2 million in airtime on Boston television stations for the fall campaign. Much of that money could go to defending two Republican congressmen in New Hampshire. But the group calls Tierney's seat a significant pickup opportunity. And now, here's where the race gets even more interesting. Because of Tierney's troubles, former Marine Seth Moulton is returning to Massachusetts this weekend to consider whether he should run as an independent candidate. We caught him while he was on the road.
I'm looking at it very seriously. This idea was posed to me just a few days ago, and I'm taking a very close look at this race before I make a decision.
Moulton graduated from Harvard and joined the Marines shortly before 9/11. Since then, he's earned degrees from Harvard's Kennedy School and Harvard Business School, and he served four tours in Iraq. He was an aide to the commander of U.S. forces there, General David Petraeus. Moulton is from Marblehead, but he moved to Texas 8 months ago to become managing director of a company trying to bring bullet trains there. In order to run, he'd have to move back to Massachusetts and raise 2,000 signatures by the end of the month. He's still registered as an unenrolled, that is to say independent, though inactive, voter in Cambridge. He won't say who exactly is encouraging him to run, but he says they're Democrats.
I think the fear out there is that Congressman Tierney is going to lose the seat.
Fear that Tierney is going to lose this seat. It was unimaginable 8 months ago. The chairman of the Massachusetts Democratic Party, John Walsh, is not taking this race for granted.
I think that the race is still a little unformed, but I think to the degree you can project, it's likely to be a close race.
Democrats are playing down the importance of a third candidate. They point out that it takes money and organization to win a race, and Moulton has yet to demonstrate that he can raise either. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.